Who's out there? Yeah, leave that water on the floor there, okay? I got a parks department coming down.
Got it. Well, very fine.
Good. Did you get my email?
I did. Thank you very much.
Yes.
You want to take some pictures?
Yeah,
did you
is
get
that
pictures
okay?
I sent you?
I did.
Just a couple. Okay, now let me introduce you to a guy out there.
Okay.
Because he's doing a chart with you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They've got water on the floor. I think the Raiders sleep. Oh, Jesus. Well, at least it's not here. It's going down now. Oh, Parks Department. I call John. He says, oh, well, okay, fine. Raiders sleep. I'll call one of my guys. So, had an accident tonight.
I heard.
I did.
Yeah, Dan just said Jason hurt his hand or something.
Well, it wasn't Jason. It was Jason took forever and to bandage him like this with crushed fingers.
Who got hurt?
Griffin, Joey Griffin.
Oh, Jesus.
He put him in his... Well, we got caught in his spreaders.
In this?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. So we'll take you down to urgent care.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, you will. You're right to heart. God. Okay.
Well, they can at least do an x-ray there, but that's about all they can do.
At urgent care?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
At least at Hartford, they have a hand surgeon available.
Well, they went to Manchester. I think. I mean, we just... It's fucking small. Drives me nuts. And now I'm down two trucks, so I'm really in a pickle from Athens.
No, we're not down. We're
good. I want to be good.
But, yeah, it's... We got a set of spreaders.
Oh,
yeah. And
two no, no, we're of yeah. water. No, I understand.
Yep. That's how I feel. But I can do this now.
Look at that, huh?
Amazing.
That's got to feel so nice.
Oh yeah. Oh, it does. I'll tell you. You won't believe how they do it though. They do it backwards. Shit, right here. Look at that. Look where the ball is and look where the socket is.
Oh my God.
They chopped the head of the humerus off and put a socket there and put the ball in your scapula. Oh, it's called the reverse shoulder.
That's.
Yeah, it's they've been doing it for about 10 years now.
Really?
Yeah, and it has a better life expectancy, and you wind up with better mobility and a quicker healing time.
Wow.
But it's you have to meet four criteria in order for them to do it the normal way with the ball and socket where they should be, and I didn't meet two of the criteria. Wow. So, but doctor says we bring both of them in when we go, and we see how it is once we cut you open. But I took a Oxycontin the first night home, last medicine I took. Got up the next morning.
Didn't fine, really?
I haven't had a bit of pain since the day after.
That's good.
Yeah, and I was out the whole day.
Yeah.
The
surgery, hey, so. You coming to the firehouse?
Yeah, absolutely no pain whatsoever.
Fire commission meeting?
Yeah. Do a little therapy. Get a little
apparently not.
Ache, but that's
no
it.
Problem.
Yeah, but not like that.
Put a little ice on it.
No, she's in Florida. So. Yeah. I'll catch you on a flip. We're all set. No problem.
I've never had any. This is.
That's nice.
The only hassle is sleeping in the friggin' recliner for 3 weeks.
Oh yeah, you can't like lay on it.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm seeing water on the floor. The door is closed, so I go in there and follow it. It's coming along the molding, right up along the radiator pipes, the heating pipes. I didn't follow it all the way under the desk.
In the computer right here, room, or
yeah, in the computer room. You see it? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, John.
Hello, Chief.
Good evening. How are you? I'll be right with you. Hold on.
Hey, John Williams.
He's yeah. Talk about no pain pills. You took an Oxycontin. You took a Tylenol, if that.
I didn't take it. My wife gave it to me.
First day.
Yeah.
First night, you're on day, cuts his leg off. That night, no pills. Goes home the next day, no pills. You got stitches out the other day. They got sturdy strips or something.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So
when that falls off, he's good to go. Can you hear me, Chris?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Hear
you can hear me, huh? Okay.
Yep. I heard you all the way for about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, okay. All right. I think John's in here.
Yep.
We got Elizabeth here. Mike Aramita is gracing our presence tonight. Fire Marshal will not be in attendance. And looking for the secretary.
Chris Morianos.
Oh, that's an entrance. Huh? There he is, right there.
The first 3 weeks, I couldn't shave either. Oh. My wife said, "You look like a fool."
Yeah, I don't see Janice, but I'll take the minutes.
I don't really like it, but I'm keeping it just because it pisses her a little. We have something that.
All set.
Who's working on the rescue? Paramedic?
Yeah. So, John, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
One.
Yep.
I'll take minutes for the meeting. I thought Janet was going to be here. But...
Okay. Is everybody zooming?
Well, most people are zooming. Yeah. We got the Mocha men. We got Elizabeth in person. Mr. Langton's in California, and Mr. Call has another previous engagement. So,
all right. So, it'll be a quick one. We'll call a meeting order.
Order.
And I got nothing from public comment. I don't know if they sent you guys anything. And we have approval of the minutes. I don't know if you guys got a chance to read them or.
I did not.
I don't know if they weren't sent out to you. No, Janet gave me a hard copy.
Yeah, I downloaded them.
Elizabeth's looking at it. John's looking at it.
For the minute?
Yeah. We can always postpone the reading of the approval of minutes next month if you want.
Elizabeth, any comment?
I make a motion to approve the minutes being read.
Okay. Any second?
That'd be you, Johnny.
Okay, I'd second it. And all those in favor?
Two and two abstained, I see, huh?
Well,
yes, Dan, you can say yes, Dan. Yes,
Dan can, but if Chris was there last week, he can't.
No, he didn't see the minutes. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I know what was said, but that night I was there, but I did not read the minutes.
Okay.
Well, that's the disadvantage of not being in person right now. Especially being in Florida. So.
Very true.
Okay. Well, payment of bills. We got the bills passed around or?
Yeah, Liz is looking at them right here. She's got January, February, and March requests for payments and purchase order requests in front of her. We'll have those next month for you, the rest of you, to look at them.
Yep. Okay. And I got no correspondence from anybody. If you guys got any.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Then we get communication from the chief.
Okay, several things here. For the month of February, since our last meeting, 35 calls. We had a motor vehicle accident on 168 Bolton Center Road, right out in front of the firehouse here, and down on Route 6, 2 o'clock in the morning again. There's Janet. Good morning. Code 1 on Clark Road, Shoddy Mill Road, 65 Shoddy Mill Road. We had an outside fire. We were escorted in there by the state police. 7 Meadow Road, down the street, we cleared a gunshot victim. And 63 Linwood Drive, the boat accident where two individuals perished in a lake. For budgets, back up to that, for the boat incident, there were actually 22 agencies that responded to that. And I ran command for that operation. The dive team was the operations for that. We had 5 boats in the water at one time. We had 2 or 3 on land standing by. The scene went very well from what I'm being told from comments I've got verbally and in writing. We did an after-action review the following Monday night, last Monday night. We had 53 people show up to that particular after-action review from Vernon Police Department to AMR, ambulance, paramedic, to multiple dive teams and fire departments. So good attendance and went over very well, I guess. For budget-wise, could you close that?
Yeah.
For budget-wise, there was a discussion on February 21st with a selectman. Janet, I'll have all this for you. With a selectman, I want to thank, that was a Zoom meeting that we supposedly were not supposed to have any comments. It was a selectman meeting. I want to thank Bob Langton, Chris Morianis, Matt Pereira, Dan Ross, Jason Vincent, and Pam Parsons for being at that meeting. After a few text messages to the town administrator, I was invited into the meeting. And it's a very interesting audio, if you want to listen to that, February 21st, 2024. The end result, it revolved around the fire department payroll proficiency fund. They reduced the budget, John, that we had presented by one lieutenant. With the two options that we had presented to them, option number one, we wanted the proficiency fund included with payroll, an extra $10,000. The selectmen were not in love with that idea, in favor of that idea, I should say. They kept the $10,000 in, but kept a proficiency fund line item. So it'd be $29,200 or $30,000 in a proficiency fund this year. They thought it was best if we monitored and dispensed the monies as we have done in the past, as I reiterated to them multiple times over the last 6 months or year. They also turned around and debated back and forth. Very interesting. The position of the fire chief and a compensation for that. They ultimately, in the end, left the compensation same as presented. And they reduced the training budget by $4,000. Even though the $4,000 was in relation to, we bartered with Eastern Connecticut Fire School for $6,000 for the truck. They thought $4,000 was pertinent to take out of our budget because of that $6,000, even though there was no time frame on it, and EMS is not at the fire school. EMS costs more than what the fire school, but fire training does, but that's what they did. They ultimately, later in that meeting, and I left the meeting as soon as they finished the fire department side, they reduced the strategic plan, John, by $25,000. How that's being parceled out or what they're going to do there, that was the big push by the selectmen to have the strategic plan done. So we'll stand by and watch on that. As far as new equipment, ET-134, I was called today. There was as you remember, there was an extra bill for extra items that were put on after 2015 estimate. It actually came over $18,400 and some odd dollars over the budget. I presented that check to the town administrator, invoice. Stand by for 1 second. This is very important. Kind of that. Hey, folks, I'm sorry. One of our members got hurt tonight. He's down to hospital and trying to communicate, find out what's going on. So I'm going to have to take another phone call if he calls back.
That one of our calls? Or
No.
Okay. Personal? Okay.
So $18,400 is an overage bill, which I thought was very, very good compared to the 2015 estimate that I put in for $810,000. And with price increases and budgets and payrolls and vendors, we only came $18,000 over. I got a phone call today that the selectmen had another meeting about that when Jim gave it to them. And they want us to have some skin in the game on that one. I thought it was kind of strange the town administrator called me on that one. Actually, I came back, nothing broken. See doctor a bit. Okay. So I think Jim knew that I wasn't totally on board with that, but he and the finance director sat down and picked our budget apart. And he made a suggestion that we take $5,000 out of payroll. We'll discuss that offline later. And I agreed to it today after reviewing budgets. ET-334 went down to Eastern Connecticut Fire School last Friday morning. Got a picture or two to show that it's down there. And the president of school is very pleased, along with a couple of the board members that were there, to have that truck on board to continue its education. Somehow a conversation went over the internet or over the 3344 that something like 34 to TN revised the ET-334 is out of service in depth to its end of its life, but it's starting a new life in education at Eastern Connecticut Fire School. So they said, congratulations to Eastern Connecticut. The training prop out in the back is coming along very well. Effective, get a representative from the Greater Hartford Giving out here tonight, taking pictures of it so she can pass on more information about it. I've provided her with some updated pictures as I've been taking them going along here too. And currently the budget, this year's budget, 22, 23, 24, we're at 23% of the budget's remaining. We do have a tanker 234 down at Gowans Knight right now doing the annual testing, the DOT and the pump testing. Rescue 134 went in for emergency surgery also today. It was outside at the bunny breakfast outside in the rain the other night or the other morning. And gallons of water wound up inside the cab. They're pulling a headliner out, taking a roof apart, and seeing, trying to figure out where the water's coming in from. So we'll stand by on that one. But that's about what I have right now. All right. Any questions for myself? Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Liz is happy. Hey. Janet? I'll send this to you, John.
No question. Okay. Thank you.
Give me a phone call when we finish the meeting, please, okay? All right.
I guess we have no fire marshal report.
No, fire marshals have another activity tonight. So, yep.
Okay. We got the old business.
You're looking at the minutes here. Any questions on old business?
If not, how about new business?
New business, I ask you to put on your, I got to look it up, on your calendars, if you would, for May. Over here, back up here, for May 5th. It's a Sunday afternoon. Will be our annual banquet up at Villa Luisa. Chris, if you want to walk there, it's okay. I'll give you a ride if you get tired. But, But anyway, invitation to you right now through the meeting on that.
Okay. Anything else? The only other thing I got is I got, I'd like to thank the fire department here like that for the nice fruit basket they sent for me for having my surgery. And everything's going good. I'm really I'm in no pain. I'm feeling good. And I just appreciate everybody that's reached out and asked me how I'm doing. And I thank everybody.
Good. Excellent. That's great news. Very good news on what you're doing. In fact, we've got one of your roommates here from a different house, different surgical center. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
Mike can help you along as you're walking, but please help him pick up things, you know, so he doesn't hurt his shoulder.
That's anymore. A deal.
So the two of you can be a good pair.
That's a deal. So arms are still good.
So, all right.
Really appreciate it. And if not, we take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All the favor.
Aye.
Aye. Let's have it. Guess that'd be it.
All right. Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you very much. Good night. Janet, give me a call.
Good night, all.
Give me a call, Janet.
Okay, I will. Yep.